Ireland's favourite station, on air and online. This is Isle of Wight Radio, the Isle of Wight today.
It's 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. The top stories this lunchtime. Schools mergers within 2 years if plans go ahead. Possible deal over Greece financial crisis and...
We can help with their capacity to combat appalling events like this.
David Cameron on last week's terror attack in Tunisia. Those stories and more coming up on the Isle of Wight today.
The Isle of Wight today with Lucy Morgan.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the programme. First, this lunchtime, and Carisbrook College could be closed in 2 years. A new report is recommending merging Carisbrook with Medina College, as Matt White reports.
Members of the local authority's executive will meet next week to discuss the report written by Isle of Wight Council officers, which backs the closure of Carisbrook in 2017. The officers don't think the local authority has a strong enough business case for future government funding because of declining pupil numbers at the Wellington Road School. The Ireland Innovation Federation, which is responsible for Carisbrook and Medina Colleges, is against a merger. Also under the plans, the other secondary schools on the Isle of Wight will be retained alongside the Studio School in East Cowes and the Island Free School in Ventnor. Post-16 provision at Ryde and Sandown Bay Academies will also merge. Chrysler King College and the combined sixth form for Carisbrook and Medina students at Node Hill will also be retained.
Matt White with the details there. Reassurances over the future of the Isle of Wight Council are being made by its leader. Councillor Jonathan Bacon says doubts have been cast after it emerged he had pledged to explore the idea of joining a devolved authority. He's to have talks about clustering all of the councils in Hampshire, along with the Isle of Wight, which he says would take powers from the government to deliver locally. Speaking from a local government conference in Harrogate, Councillor Bacon says it wouldn't mean the end of the Isle of Wight Council.
It's powers coming down from up above. There is no suggestion of any boundaries changing. There is no suggestion of any authority, let alone the Isle of Wight, changing, losing powers or ceasing to exist.
Meanwhile, Conservative group leader on the Isle of Wight, Dave Stewart, says the move could actually work in favour of the island.
In terms of the devolution of funding and responsibilities to local authorities, what is happening around the country is local authorities are clustering together in terms of receiving of those that funding and the responsibility for it. And it seems to me that the Isle of Wight needs to be in the mix to be able to ensure it gets its fair share of what might be available. We'd be bidding locally rather than to the national picture, which we do at the moment.
It's Dave Stewart there from the Conservative group, and you can have your say on that story. Head to the website or our Facebook page. And staying on the island, fire crews fought a shed fire in Wootton last night. Crews from Newport and East Cowes were called to the Palmer's Road area at 22:11.
Isle of Wight Radio. News and information for the Isle of Wight.
Some national and international headlines, and a plane's on its way back to the UK this afternoon, carrying the bodies of eight of those killed in Friday's terror attack in Tunisia. Around 30 Britons died in the massacre. David Cameron's just told MPs 27 of them have been positively identified. And the Prime Minister's also promised the UK will do all it can to help Tunisia combat terrorism.
Looking at everything from the protective security in hotels and resorts all the way through to intelligence cooperation at the highest levels between Britain and Tunisia so we can help with their capacity to combat appalling events like this.
Meanwhile, a new runway should be built at Heathrow, according to a commission set up to look into the issue. It's told the government that the move would provide a bigger economic boost than a rival Gatwick project. David Cameron will now decide before the end of the year whether to accept the recommendations, but he risks a rebellion from colleagues, including London Mayor Boris Johnson, and Labour's acting leader Harriet Harman is trying to exploit any split.
Can I ask the Prime Minister, will he stand up for Britain's interests, or will he just be bullied by Boris?
At least 30 members of Egypt's security forces have been killed in a string of near simultaneous attacks. Checkpoints and a police station were targeted on the Sinai Peninsula. Schools, hospitals and universities are being told to do more to tackle extremism. From today, public bodies have a legal duty to report people who are vulnerable to radicalisation. Stock markets across Europe have surged after reports that Greece will accept most of the bailout demands from its creditors with a few minor changes. These include delaying pension reforms until October, as well as changes to the labour market. The Greek government says it sent an amended proposal to its international creditors in the hope of sealing a deal to stave off financial ruin. A letter from Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has asked for a new agreement which focuses on growth. Eurogroup finance ministers are holding a conference call this afternoon to discuss the latest move. Meanwhile, the UK is relatively well insulated from the crisis in Greece, according to the governor of the Bank of England. But he did say continuing instability in the wider eurozone could have an impact. Mark Carney says hardly any British money is tied up in the Greek economy.
UK banks' exposure to Greece are very small relative to the size of their capital bases. And the footprint of Greek banks in the United Kingdom is tiny compared to the size of our economy.
Isle of Wight Radio News.
Coming up, the very latest on Island Games successes and the woman who didn't let a cruise stop her raising money for the Earl Mountbatten Hospice. But before that, some sports, and Britain's Liam Brodie has gone a set down to 16th seed David Goffin in his second round match at Wimbledon. Players and spectators are battling high temperatures in southwest London. Later, Heather Watson aims to reach round three when she faces Daniela Hantuchová of Slovakia. Reigning champion Novak Djokovic is about to start his match against Jarkko Nieminen on centre court. Meanwhile, the men's fifth seed at Wimbledon has had to withdraw from the championships just hours before his second round match. Japan's Kai Nishikori has a left calf injury. The player he was meant to face today, Santiago Giraldo, goes straight into round three. And in football, Bournemouth have signed Sylvain Distan on a one-year contract. The defender was available on a free after his deal with Everton expired. Distan is Bournemouth's sixth signing of the summer.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust.
An island woman who couldn't attend Walk the Wight has instead walked on water for the Earl Mountbatten Hospice. Dawn Barnes took part in the challenge, walking the equivalent of the 8-mile flat walk on a cruise ship. She wanted to participate in memory of her mum Sally, who died in January. And Dawn tells us how she got around it.
I wrote to Earl Mountbatten Hospice to see if I was able to walk the Wight, not actually being present on the island, which they said I could. And then when I joined the Arcadia, I went to see the spa manageress to see if I was able to walk the Wight there, and she said on the promenade deck they have a mile marker. It's three times round the promenade deck.
An all-round brilliant effort. You can see more on the website. You can also have your say on the new foot passenger charges announced for the floating bridge, which come in next month, and get the latest heatwave advice from Public Health England. It is hot out there. It's at iwradio.co.uk. Before I hand you back to Glyn, let's catch up with the Island Games.
Isle of Wight Radio's coverage of the 2015 Island Games is sponsored by Whitelink, part of Island Life, and proud to support Team Isle of Wight.
Swimmer Isabella Blacklock's capped another good day for Team Isle of Wight at the Island Games. The 17-year-old produced a personal best time in the pool to win silver. She says it's a great feeling.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, I just wanted to do it for the island, really. I think it gives everyone more motivation to try and get more medals.
Yesterday, gold medals were won by shooter Matt Reed in the 50-metre free pistol, while Kath Bright and Jenny Cartwright won gold in silver on the sport trap. It was Kath's second gold of the Games, and she's loving it.
When anybody comes in for dinner at night and you've medalled, it's just a huge cheer, and it's just a big happy family out here. Absolutely amazing, and we're all extremely chuffed and motivated for the rest of the week.
Well, the Isle of Wight's currently fifth in the medal table with 6 gold, 7 silver and 4 bronze medals, but there was disappointment in the men's football. Despite a 3-1 win against Hitra, they didn't score enough goals overall to progress to the semi-finals.
Isle of Wight Radio's coverage of the 2015 Island Games is sponsored by Whitelink, part of Island Life, and proud to support Team Isle of Wight.